Zondervan presents Off the Record by Elizabeth White. Read by Tammy Andreas. Chapter 1. Early November. Laurel Kincaid, surrounded by reporters in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building, suddenly understood her great-great-grandmother's propensity to shoot Yankee invaders on sight and ask questions later. How was she supposed to remember the most important speech of her life with him hulking in their midst, like a Great Dane infiltrating a pack of Jack Russell Terriers? Okay, so Coleman Davis McGowan IV, having burst upon this mortal coil some 30 years earlier in a Tupelo, Mississippi delivery room, couldn't technically be called a Yankee. And if the threadbare khakis were anything to go by, Cole had somehow mislaid his family carpet bag full of filthy lucre. One might also note that under the tweed sport coat hugging those defensive end shoulders, there was no place to hide a gun. Still, he'd spent the last 2 years in New York City, never mind how Laurel knew that, and marched onto her turf toting notepad and Bic pen. This, in her experience, could be infinitely more dangerous than a gun. As a Southern woman, hyperbole was her birthright. Yankee invader. Outwardly, as cool as the Italian marble beneath her feet, Laurel looked up at the white dome soaring overhead. God, please give me strength. The weight of the occasion, its historic significance, mashed her insides to pudding. She wasn't the first woman to declare candidacy for Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice.